then we'll break the vote. Good. Thank you very much, Doug. Okay, we begin with Shema, with sensitivity. We moved over to called the Birkei Recha Benachas, to the concept of the Chitzoni influencing the Pnimi. We pointed out that Ka'as is a Mida Ra'a, and that it serves as a source of many, many Averot. Just in that context, I just wanted to point out that when we view Moshe Rabbeinu as being as close to an ideal as is possible in terms of a human being, is a Degeder Sinatzmo, if we do find a chink in the armor of Moshe Rabbeinu, it's in the world of Ka'as. There's a Rashi in Parshas Matos, Vayomer Elazar HaKohen al Anshei HaTzava B'imle Melchama Zoslu Kas HaTorah Nismetzav Adem Angulei Klei Midyan. So Rashi asks, what happened to Moshe Rabbeinu? Why all of a sudden over here is Elazar being teaching us halachot? Lefi sheba Moshe l'chlal ka'as ba l'chlal ta'ut. And what's a ta'us by Moshe Rabbeinu? Shenis alma mimenu hilchos gulei goyim. The ta'us is shichacha. Because if Moshe Rabbeinu is the source of Torah Shebaal Peh, Shichacha is like a disaster. I mean, so, you know, it puts a question mark over everything that he did teach. Maybe if he forgot this, maybe he forgot something else. And then the Rashi continues, V'chein ata motzi b'shmini l'miluim, shenemar v'yiktzof al-azor v'ali samar, v'chal kas, v'chal tos. V'chein, b'shimun nahamorim v'yachas ha-sela, this is Rashi l'shitaso, ayedei ha-kas, ta'a. So we have that this midah of ka'as, this midah shorshit, even affected a Moshe Rabbeinu. You know, so that therefore over here the Ramban puts this as being the source of most averot, and then the Ramban continues, v'kasher tinatzel min ha'ka'as ta'ale alipcha midat ha'anava shehi midat tova mikol ha'midot ha'tovot. What's the connection over here between Ka'as and Anava? And firstly, the Ramban is simply working off of the rule of Sur Meirava Asei Tov, in other words, but the connection over here in terms of these two is that Ka'as basically stems from an over-expanded ego. I was insulted. I was hurt. I am frustrated. I. The moment that the Ka'as goes down, then the I goes from a capital case I to a small case I. And then already there is room for anava. As, you know, his kaas is simply a litmus test that this individual is not an anav. For he to be an anav, why would he be so upset? So I was insulted. If I'm a small case I, it's not that bad. In other words, and if he brings over here a raya, how do we know that anava is midah tova mikol hamidos tovos? Shenemar ekev anava yirat Hashem. That anava brings us to Yirat Hashem. And of course, we have by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was on one hand, anav mikol adam. On the other hand, or the continuity is, ma Hashem elokecha doresh mimach, ki im liyirat Hashem, gemara in brachos, you know, is yira milsa zutrasihi, in legabi Moshe Rabbeinu milsa zutrasihi. You know, it's that anava and yiras Hashem go hand in hand. And that, lechor, is this very beautiful drasha of the Baal Shem Tov. That in the pasuk that we learned in Parshas Devarim a few weeks ago, it says, actually Parshas Ve'eschanan a few weeks ago, it says, Panim el panim diber Hashem imachem bitocha esh, Anochi omeid ben Hashem ubeinechem bo esahi. So the Siva Shalom quotes the Baal Shem Tov, Anochi, man's ego is omeid ben Hashem ubeinechem. That which blocks our yirat Hashem, that blocks our feeling of lifnei Hashem is the Anochi, is the ego. So over here, if one is able to lower one's ka'as, one by that doing that lowers one's ego. Lowering one's ego brings us to anava, and then we no longer have that wall of anochi standing between us and Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ekev anava yiras Hashem, with Moshe Rabbeinu being the prime example of the Gabi Moshe Rabbeinu yiras Hashem milsa zutrasi. Ubaavur hanava talelipcha midat hanava. Why? Kisitenet libcha tamid me'ayin basa lana taholech she'ata rima toleya b'chayecha ve'af ki b'masecha v'lifnei mi ata asid liten din v'cheshbon lifnei melech hakavod. That we have over here again a certain tension that only one creature can be on center stage. If my ego was on center stage, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was pushed off to the side. If I push myself off to the side,
Me'ayin Bosa, Lana Taholech, Atarima V'Toleya, V'Chayech, Afim Mosecha, I push myself off to the side, then, what comes in between, instead of that, Lifnei Melech HaKavod, in other words, then Melech HaKavod takes center stage. So it's one or the other, so the Anova brings about Yirat Hashem, Shenemar Hinei HaShemayim Mishmei HaShemayim Lo Yechal Kalucha, V'Av Ki Libos B'nei Adam, the moment that the ego is reduced, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is felt more, V'Neemar, Halo et hashamayim ve ta'aretz ani malei nu'um Hashem, v'kasher tachshov al eile, the moment that a person realizes that he's standing lifnei Hashem, not only on Yom Kippur, and not only on Simchas Torah, but he's standing lifnei Hashem constantly, then, tira mi bor echa v'tishamre menachet. And it's the worst thing possible, or I should say, the best thing possible to prevent a person being chote is the sense that he's being watched. I remember many years ago when I gave shiur in BMT, so we were officially supposed to give shiur in Hebrew. But, you know, with the boys that we were teaching, it was like a little crazy to give shiur in Hebrew. So we always like we begin shiur in Hebrew, like for a few words, then move over to English. And once the Menahel of BMT at the time was Rav Moshe Horowitz, who had taught the Rav's children Maimonides, and Dr. Tversky, the Rav's son-in-law, came for a visit and said it on the class. The moment he said it in the class, I gave the entire class in Hebrew. I wasn't giving class to him. I was giving it class to students. But, in other words, how can I get there? I'm supposed to give it in Hebrew and someone watching. The moment you feel someone is watching, then you do things in a wholly different manner. That's true in everything. And they say that to stop people from speeding, you don't have to have any film in the camera, but if there are cameras set up along the road, that there may be film in the camera, a person could get caught going through a red light, then he makes a cheshbon, right? And if he knows, you know, if the camera's blinking green, he knows there's film, no one's going to go through a red light if there's film in the camera that's taking the picture. So that's the moment that a person is tachshov al elu, halo shamayim v'sa'aretz ma'anim aleinu ma'ashem. Then tirami barecha, and that will come about tishamim menachet. You know, that we only do chatoim when we think HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't looking, which is silly. But that's, you know, we sort of look around, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, close the door, put down the blinds, right? And then we'll do the chet. You know, but that's simply our silliness. But if the blinds would be stuck open, we couldn't put it down. We couldn't close the door. Then we wouldn't do the chet. So the tirami barecha brings about the tishamer min hachet. Okay, this we'll have to wait for tomorrow morning in terms of the concept of what's the connection between anova yira state on one hand and sameach bechelkach on the other hand. Okay, the Ramban is building this ladder. They were moving from getting rid of kaas, moving into a mode of anova. Anova brings us into a mode of yirat chet, and yirat chet is going to bring us into a level of sameach bechelkach. So definitely another tomorrow morning. Anyone who hasn't signed this preference seat, they could sign it.